This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A word now about behavior, not yours so much as your kids and what they are doing in school. There's a classroom management app out there. It's called Class Dojo, and it keeps track of kids' behavior in class, just like it sounds. But the company has taken some heat this week for the data that it collects on kids and what it does with that data. So now it has decided to delete kids' records after a year. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has the story.
Class Dojo is popular. 35 million students and teachers and parents use the app. Teachers award points when a kid stays on track and takes them away when a kid talks out of turn. Teachers say the app keeps kids motivated, and it helps parents keep in touch with what's going on. Sam Chowdhury is the CEO of Class Dojo.
Class Dojo is not a data company. That's not what this business is about.
To prove it, Class Dojo says it'll start deleting student data after a year, a move privacy advocates applaud. Victor Meyer Schoenberger is the author of Learning with Big Data, The Future of Education. He says looking broadly at the nearly $8 billion education technology industry, one of the biggest worries
is that everything in students' past will be captured, collected, stored, and therefore remembered.
Basically, he says a kid could wind up with a permanent data backpack that follows her all the way through school, logging her successes and her transgressions. So Class Dojo's decision to delete data will help ease that concern for that app. But it doesn't calm other worries about classroom technologies used to monitor kids. Kalia Barnes is with the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
If a student is afraid that every single thing that she does is recorded and scaled and sent off to others who can make decisions about her life, well, then it can chill her speech.
And, says Barnes, even if the data disappears after a year, the effects of that monitoring may live on. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Adrian's story is part of a reporting project we are doing on education and technology and where they meet. It's called Learning Curve. For all of her coverage and kind of an amazing graphic, really, on how student data is being collected, and there is oh so much of it, you should hit our website. It's marketplace.org.